It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Joins us about every other week when we talk about things that came up in the commission meeting. He always likes to give a shout out to a group or a department over there that's part of Emery County. And then, of course, we've got to talk town celebrations because there's a lot of them coming, including the Emery County Fair. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, happy to be with you today. Thanks, Dave.
Anytime. So how are things going right now in Emery County?
Good. We've kind of had a heat wave, as everybody knows. So we, you know, making sure that we try to stay in the shade. And you know, there's been a concern for animals and things like that. So hopefully we've been able to mitigate some of those heat issues with livestock and things. But other than that, things are going pretty well.
All right, so let's just get at it. I mean, so many things going on this week in Emery County. It's kind of crazy how they're starting to stack up, isn't it?
Yeah, they're stacking up. We have some really good celebrations coming up this weekend. We have Cleveland Days, Emery City Celebration, and then Orangeville Days City Celebration. So a lot of activities going on. So if you want to jump to one or the other, jump around the county, those should be some really fun events.
And then we've got to talk about, because Castledale City Days starts this weekend, but then it just kind of slides and morphs right into the county fair, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And they've been really good partners to help get the county fair going again. So please look at the schedule. EmeryCountyFair.com. You can also go on the Business Chamber website to look at all of the different events and activities. I think one of the biggest highlights I want to mention on that one, we are showing the Castle Valley pageant for a screening at the high school auditorium Thursday night. So that one kind of brings back some nostalgia, and we were sad that we lost the Castle Valley pageant, but that will be shown on the big screen at the auditorium Thursday night.
So remember that one, because that was such a big event that was all tied in over there in Emery County, and so many people used to go to it. So if you're feeling, like you said, if you're feeling a little nostalgic, look on the schedule, find that one, and make sure you hit that one going on at the Emery County High School. And then after everything kind of calms down a little, Miss Emery County Royalty is having they're a fun golf tournament. They really are. I enjoy these. It's a day-night golf tournament. And when is that going to take place?
Yes, Dave. So that'll be August 4th. It'll start at 5:30, and they'll play 9 holes of golf during the day, and then they'll have a dinner and a raffle, and then once it gets dark, they'll play the 13 golf holes at night. And it just makes for a fun time, camaraderie. Miss Emery will be there, and all of the little miss and others. And so really good time. So if you're interested in some golf and camaraderie, that'll be a good one to sign up for. So you can sign up for that one. Call the golf course at 384-2887 if you're interested in that one.
And as I said, these tournaments, they're a lot of fun. And it's just a fun night of golf. And to be totally honest with you, the evening might be one of the better times to try and golf at Millsite.
Right now. For sure. And weather cools down, and, yeah, it makes it nice.
Very nice. All right. You wanted to give a shout-out and highlight the fair committee, because they've done a tremendous job getting the fair, bringing it back, and having a good time. So go ahead and take it from there.
Yeah, so just wanted to give a shout out to the fair committee and all the work that they've done. I think these events help, get our community together. We have camaraderie, and really all the events that happen in the county city celebrations, when we all get together and enjoy something together, I think it builds county camaraderie, and then others coming to our community. I think it's just a good thing. And Heritage Days was fantastic a few weeks ago. So we've had some really good events lately, so we're excited. Just want to give a shout out to those committees that have made these things happen.
And there, it's a great time. You know, the fair, and I'm glad to see fairs coming back. They're doing it over here in Carbon County this year as well. So it's great to have fairs back, you know, in our area, because there's kind of a demographic of even, you know, like kids that are in 4-H and things like that that have missed out because we haven't had a fair. So I hats off to everybody that had anything to do with bringing the fairs back. I think it's great.
You bet. Yeah.
All right, and then let's wrap up with talking about the latest commission meeting.
Okay, great. So a few items to touch on. One thing that we're proud of and excited about, we've had 1,714 days without a lost time accident, so our employees are following protocol and keeping safe. So that's something that we take pride in. Another thing to mention would be an affordable housing project. It's called Canal Commons Phase 1 project in Green River. There's a certain portion of solar funds that we need to use as a county and as a commission to support affordable housing. And Green River's always, you know, in a crunch for housing. And I think there's a crunch in other towns in the county as well that we're going to look at trying to help expand affordable housing. So we're excited about this project. We were able to help fund a portion of that project as they get moving forward. It's an Olean Walker project that they've partnered with as well. So happy to be a part of that and seeing more housing growth in the county. The last thing to touch on would be we're looking at building a new senior citizens facility in Huntington. The senior citizen facility in Huntington has been getting a little bit old, and it's tough to park and have events and activities. So we're looking at building a new facility in Huntington and excited about that. One last thing to mention on the commission agenda, just want to touch bases here. So BLM, we did talk about BLM conservation landscape health rule. We're a little bit concerned about that one. We want to make sure that our public lands are here for our community, whether it's oil and or mineral extraction or grazing and farming. We just, our concern there was making sure that we continue to try to protect our public lands and allow our citizens and others to enjoy our lands and our community. So we did have a discussion on that.
All right. Sounds like it was a full commission meeting then. Had lots to discuss and take care of.
Yeah, it was a busy meeting, and I'm glad that we were able to get some good things done.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Commissioner Jordan Leonard of Emery County. Just bringing us up to speed on everything that's been going on over the last couple of weeks. Talked a little bit about the commission meeting. Get out and enjoy some of the events that are going on in Emery County this weekend. Plenty to choose from, and go have some fun. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good rest of the week.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.